Donna used to say, today is the day. And then she'd say, I know I say that every day, but really, today is the day. Or she didn't say that all the time. That was her, it was like her tagline for her website. Which I believe was localaqua.blogspot.com. I don't remember. I don't know what local aqua meant. Or what, if that was an inside joke between her and herself. Anyway, I'm up early. I think it's almost 10 now, but I was up at 7. And I feel good. I haven't been feeling good. So we'll see how much a matter of time it is before the collapse. I wrote a poem, a retrospective poem. I haven't written poetry in a while. And then I start digging through old pictures. Just because they're there. Like, I tend to, anytime I sit at the computer, I think I must produce more content. I must generate more material. And then I just click around a little bit and I'm like, I'm drowning in my own material. I'm drowning in my own shit. My own sea of shit. I have too much stuff. But too much is never enough, you know? Looking at some old pictures of Sandra, remembering how beautiful she was. I was just infatuated with her. A grown-ass man infatuated with, well, a beautiful woman. Could do worse, I suppose. So I posted some pictures of her under the headline, she liked me, I liked her. What could possibly go wrong? Well, what went wrong was we were mutual disasters. And her drugs and stuff, her, you know, cocaine lifestyle, just, we wouldn't have worked. There's no way we could have made it work. This is a girl who snorted coke off of a dude's balls in the bar bathroom. And she didn't even know the guy. What happens when you put coke on your balls anyway? A question I don't want answered. I mean, there's the opposite spectrum of whatever my expectations of humanity are. But I'll bet you, I mean, I'm certain that there are tons and tons of dudes out there that would stand in line to be with a woman who snorted coke off of a stranger's balls.